Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, they're charging a bunch of people in Minnesota who were not violent as terrorists. That's meant to scare anybody from ever going to a protest again. We're going into complete tyranny right now. Also, in a fascist state, cameras equal terrorism. In America and England, citizens are being urged to report people taking pictures as potential terrorists. And they just come up and tell you, turn your cameras off again. It's social engineering. There's no law against protesting. There's no law against cameras. They're going to put cameras on you, but you might go to jail. See, they're being told to social engineer us. Don't worry, cops. It's just so they can shoot you up full of that cancer. It's just so they can control your life and ruin your future, too. So go ahead and think you're winning. You're destroying your own family's future. Aaron, get back into the eugenics quotes for people so they understand the true nature of the New World Order.
Yeah, we're talking about eugenics, and a lot of people wonder why it's relevant today. Well, there's new and worse science and still the same horrible elites. A lot of you already know the Project for a New American Century quote from 2000, and advanced forms of biological warfare that can, quote, target specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool. Well, I also have Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen in 97 warning of a similar thing. This is congressional testimony. There are some reports, for example, that some countries have been trying to construct something like an Ebola virus, and that would be a very dangerous phenomenon, to say the least. Alvin Toffler has written about this in terms of some scientists in their laboratories trying to devise certain types of pathogens that would be ethnic-specific, so that they could just eliminate certain ethnic groups and races. And others are designing some sort of engineering, some sort of insects that can destroy specific crops. Others even engaging in eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes. He acts as though...
Let's stop there. Meanwhile, we have mainstream media and mainstream government universities admitting they're spraying the clouds, they're spraying the aerosols, the sodium... chemicals, the barium salts, the sulfur dioxide, they're doing it. And then PNAC goes on and says we need to get the media ready to use these race weapons as a legitimate tool. So they're doing this, folks, and they're not playing games. The new Ministry of Defense British report last year says we'll use neutron bombs. If anybody tries to take D.C., they'll neutron bomb them. If anybody tries to take London, they'll just neutron bomb you. You try to remove this criminal black op government, it's over. We have to have everybody wake up at our separate cities, stop going along with them, let them know we're fully aware of their plan, and then, without our acquiescence, they'll probably have to back off. They'll still probably launch a bio attack and pose as saviors. But if you don't go along with it, they won't do it. We have to have a real negotiation with these people. But they say they don't respect us because they publish all of this, and then we don't even respond to them, so they say that is acquiescence. We have to have a real debate with them, okay? Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, and they act like they're talking about other countries. Well, ask yourself, who has the science? Who has the science military-industrial complex?
Yeah, that's a 97 press conference. The point is, in all the documents and in the 2000 announcement, they're doing it.
Yeah.
Change weapons quarterly. It's the U.S., Israel, and England. They're the main ones.
All right, so if I could jump back in time, back earlier in the century, here's a Bertrand Russell, 1972, The Scientific Outlook. Impregnation will be regarded in an entirely different manner, more in the light of a surgical operation, so that it will be thought not ladylike to have it performed in the natural manner. Herman J. Mueller, 1935. There's no permanent status quo.
Now, see, that's
nature.
Important because it hands the control of the embryo over to their development so they can manipulate it, and they say that now. Go ahead.
Well, you can see that eugenics is a scientific...
Well, see, first they said we're going to test for diseases. Now they're saying in England and the U.S., maybe we won't let you have that baby if there's a chance there's a problem. Of course, they say what a problem is like being, quote, aggressive.
And you can see the control is clearly a scientific dictatorship, like in Brave New World or et cetera.
And they're saying they're going to breed to be more intelligent and more precise. They don't want the, quote, bad sons or the middle class genetics that they think is dominant to be able to threaten them, so they're seeking to stop it. Stay there. I'm going to bring Dr. Stan Monteith up for a larger discussion. You'll be with us for the full hour, Aaron. Then we've got the big Dallas Cowboy, who's a 9/11 truther, coming on live with us in the fourth hour today, Mark Stepnosky. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're live and worldwide at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and JonesReport.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Dr. Stan Monteith joining us for part two of a larger eugenics discussion. What makes the New World Order tick? How they believe they are the social architects controlling society for the last 150 years, and they've indeed done that to horrific effect. And where all of this is going, Aaron Dykes riding shotgun with us as well for the next 52 minutes. With some interesting quotes. Aaron, read a few more of those quotes. We're going to go to medical doctor Stan Monteith, also syndicated radio host and author.
Back in 35, Herman J. Mueller, he was an assistant to Julian Huxley, brother to the author Aldous Huxley. He talks about how man is the first being yet evolved which can note his own changefulness, and that it will be to his advantage to use eugenic ideas to invent new characteristics, organs, biological systems, get this, that will work out to further his interest, happiness, and the glory of the godlike being whose meager foreshadowings we, the present ailing creatures, are. And you'll see that the futurists have that same idea in mind, becoming godlike creatures.
Well, it was Aldous Huxley, brother Julian Huxley, who founded the transhumanist movement in the 1950s, saying we're going to change our name because eugenics has been demonized by Hitler.
Yeah, he did. I have that quote if you want to take the time.
Well, I mean, I love the transhumanists call me up and say I'm a liar. And I go, well, do you know who your founder is? And I go, no. And I have them Google it. And they go, oh, my God, it's true.
Well, he's basically indicating eugenics' name is spoiled, but hopefully we can revive it someday. And, of course, he coined the name transhumanism.
That's crypto-eugenics.
Yeah, that's true. Now, this is a futurist. It's not all futurists, but it shows you what's par for the course. This is Barbara Marx Hubbard. Really wild stuff.
Well, the founders of futurism were eugenicists. The point is, are there some offshoots that don't follow it? Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to read the whole quote because it's really too long, but she gets off
and she set up the Pentagon Special Forces groups, Go ahead and read it.
Yeah, she gets off. This is like a Revelations interpretation, a gross distortion.
Read the whole thing. Monteith's happy to stay there.
All right. Out of the full spectrum of human personality, one-fourth is electing to transcend. One-fourth is ready to so choose, given the example of one other. The next fourth is resistant to election. They are unattracted by life ever evolving. The final fourth is destructive. They are born angry with God. They are defective seeds. There have always been defective seeds. In the past, they were permitted to die a, quote, natural death. Continue, quote, we, the elders, have been patiently waiting until the very last moment before the quantum transformation to take action to cut out this corrupted and corrupting element in the body of humanity. It's like watching a cancer grow. Now, as we approach the quantum shift from creature-human to co-creative human, the human who is an inheritor of godlike powers, the destructive one-fourth must be eliminated from the social body. We have no choice, dearly beloveds. Fortunately, you, dearly beloveds, are not responsible for this act. We are. We are in charge of God's selection process for planet Earth. He selects, we destroy. We are the riders of the pale horse death. We come to bring death to those who are unable to know God. The riders of the pale horse are about to pass among you. Grim reapers, they will separate the wheat from the chaff. This is the most painful period in the history of humanity.
They always say it's so painful, but we're going to have to murder everyone, but it's so beautiful. And now, she trained the special forces. This is the highest level CIA is giving this training. They're brought into a Luciferian ritual. They are told it's going to be mass extermination and death for the God power, for Christ to come back to Earth. This is the highest level Luciferian system. She set up in Special Forces the Earth First Battalion, which is the modern name of Earth First. Continue.
Barbara Marks Hubbard, who is, of course, somewhat mild because she only wants a fourth dead, whereas many of them want 90% dead. I have Eric Pianca's student, Rebecca Khaleesi, saying, quote, there's no denying the natural world would be a better place without people.
Period.
All people, not a selective bunch. Get it straight.
And then she's, of course, working now in bioweapons research. So you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. They're coming. Police, you're being sprayed by them. The chemtrails are admitted. Mainstream news just broke at prisonplanet.com. You're being sprayed with barium salt, sulfur dioxide. We are all under maximum attack to the vaccines. We are under hell force attack. This is admitted. Police, military, you are with us. They are killing you. That's why cancer's up several thousand percent. Autism up several thousand percent. Actually, 20,000%. That's why there's all these three-year-olds in my neighborhood dying. That's why hell is upon us, the GMO, all of it. I bring you medical doctor Stan Monteith, who exposed that AIDS was a government bioweapons program decades ago, has all the documents for the rest of this hour. I wanted to preface it with that, doctor. It is really great to have you up with us.
Well, it's good to be with you, Alex, and I think that's quotation you just read from Barbara Marx Hubbard is so important. This was in the original manuscript that she wrote called the Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation. And she actually went all over the country and giving talks to her disciples. The book was actually, and she admits, channeled to her by a spirit. She called it the Christ spirit. I think it was a demonic spirit. And basically what prefaced what you just read was Revelation 6:8, and she quoted from Revelation 6:8, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the rider upon him is death. And any of your readers should go ahead and read Revelation 6:8. And then, of course, she extrapolates, or the demonic force, which is acting through her, extrapolates that, talking about the necessity of killing that one quarter who will not, of course, ascend to the next higher level of development. She's talking about the Christians. And then she concludes, that is not your job, my dear. That is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse death. This is one of the most powerful women in America. This is a woman who actually ran for the vice presidency of the United States. I think it was in 1984. She ran against Geraldine Ferraro. Geraldine Ferraro was selected. And of course, fortunately, she didn't become either the vice president or the president. But this is the sort of people you have working within the political process. She thinks nothing wrong with killing a quarter of the population.
And everything is about bringing an end. The death has to happen. Now, she's on the very liberal, loving side of only killing a few billion. The mainline group becoming dominant says total human extermination, that the final globalists will have their head chopped off in a robotic, final execution of humanity. And we just read a quote of that earlier. And these people are all in bioweapons development. They're running everything. I don't think the population realizes this is the New World Order, Doctor.
I don't think they do either, because you see, Alex, when we talk about the plan, and of course you've been to the Georgia Guidestones, or at least you know the story of the Georgia Guidestones.
It's an end game.
Georgia, where they talk about eliminating over 90% of the world population. The average listener out there says, this is not logical. No logical person would do that. And you have to agree with them. No logical person would do that. But we're not dealing with logical people. We're dealing with people with a different worldview who would actually destroy humanity.
Because and cults are heavily driven. They're heavily powerful. Wealthy people have always been involved. This is the dominant Luciferian sex cult that's running things. And, I mean, break down who the New World Order is, your book, Brotherhood of Darkness. I mean, boil it down to very simple terms. What are we dealing with? What's their master plan?
We're dealing with a number of secret or semi-secret societies that, of course, have a master plan of creating a one-world government, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and a one-world leader. And he says we list them all in the Brotherhood of Darkness, and then we come up with new ones all the time. I'm constantly amazed how many organizations there are, even beyond those mentioned in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Just came across a group called The Family recently. They put on the annual prayer, presidential prayer breakfast. Christians come from all over the country, make large donations to attend the prayer breakfast, put on by a cult called The Family. And believe me, of course, they have an entirely different agenda.
And then you find out that you may have 100 different groups, but there's the 100 leaders are then part of the super group.
Amen to that. But they are all bound together by the spiritual forces that energize them. And if you don't understand that there really are Luciferian forces out there, there really are people who worship the prince of this world and have given themselves over to the dark side, and there is power there. There you are promised wealth and notoriety and fame and power, but you know, in the process you're going to give up your soul. These people actually made a deal with the devil. Knowingly or unknowingly, they've done it. Incidentally, that quotation, the book of the Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation by Barbara Marx Hubbard, was eventually republished, the slightly watered-down version, but it was funded by the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities. The Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities. And then you begin to see these occult movement within the Rockefeller family doing everything they can to destroy humanity and civilization.
And they put the sickest face on it. It's beautiful, my darlings, the mass blood and slaughter. Soon, and that's how Bianca talks. I know I'll have to die, me and my family. We're looking forward to the death. It's going to be so beautiful. And then he projects giant skulls in a PowerPoint, and the Texas Academy of Sciences rises for a three-minute standing ovation with tears. Yes, kill! Death! Oh! You know, that's the issue. It's not just some isolated nut. And then their weirdo graduate students now working at, you know, bioweapons facilities and other research labs send us emails going, you don't know how beautiful the death will be. I mean, this is like out of a horror movie.
Well, unfortunately, it is a horror movie. And these things are underway today. They are exterminating large numbers of people, but we don't know about that. The AIDS epidemic, as you pointed out at the beginning, we are not trying to stop the AIDS epidemic. We're spending a lot of money, but we're not doing what's necessary to stop the spread of this disease.
They only spend the money to institutionalize it and fund the very groups that launched the attacks.
Amen to that. In Botswana today, and we have the statistics that come from the U.S. Commerce Department, where we are actually monitoring the spread of AIDS in Botswana. And one of the most highly developed, best educated nations in all of Africa, a black-controlled population, 46% of the pregnant women in Botswana are now HIV positive, and they're all going to die. Now, that is either the greatest public health failure or the most successful genocide policy we've ever seen. And I would like to suggest, if it was a public health failure, that changed the public health approach, but they haven't.
Doctor. We got a break. And notice,
okay,
you list these statistics. Wherever you have more of the UN World Health Organization, you magically have more of the AIDS, and then you've got the documents where the U.S. government developed this variant of a cancer virus. I want to get into the Rockefellers and cancer as well. Dr. Stan Monteith, RadioLiberty.com is his website. We're very honored to have him. Aaron will be reading some more quotes as well. Stand by.
lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 5th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 808.20. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $832.52 or $10.30 for half ounce and $205.15 for quarter ounce. That's $832.52, $410.30, and $205.15.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The rich and the powerful have always believed they were gods. They've always launched wars, exterminated masses, crucified 10,000 in a single day, or sacrificed 10,000 to the snake god in Mexico. Whether it was Rome or Chichen Itza, it's the same story. The same cancer. They are the cancer. He's saying we're the cancer. They're moving against us now. They are killing us all right now. They are attacking you savagely. Medical doctor Stan Monteep is our guest. Let's recap how AIDS was engineered and then all these new syndromes. Like if they taser thousands to death, they say it's a syndrome that you just die. It's not the taser. Or it's a syndrome that Crohn's goes from, you know, one in hundreds of thousands to now one in 200. And what they're doing, sir, their master plan?
Well, they intend to eliminate a large part of the world's population, and specifically here in the United States, especially the elderly. And, of course, they're using medications, they're using vaccines. And if you analyze what they're doing, for instance, this last week a report came out and said that the influenza vaccine, which the CDC is recommending for every elderly individual, the influenza vaccine really doesn't work. There's no evidence that it helps at all, but you should take it anyway. Now, why would you take a vaccine that doesn't work? Well, because it has mercury in it. They took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, or most of it, but they left it in vaccines that are given to the to children and, of course, to the elderly, and that's the influenza vaccine. It doesn't work. They almost invariably engineer it for the wrong virus, but there's a very definite relationship between, of course, Alzheimer's disease and the influenza vaccine.
In fact, doctor, if you just Google, as you know, but you read the actual medical reports, these are prestigious medical journals, major university studies going back for a decade, that one of the big ones is if you get three flu shots, it doubles your chance of Alzheimer's. I mean, they know. This isn't even a theory, is it?
No, it isn't at all. They know exactly what they're doing. The figure is put out by Dr. Putenberg, who claims that if you take 3 to 4 flu shots over a 5-year period between 60 and 65, your incidence of Alzheimer's disease goes up 1,000%, goes up tenfold. That's Putenberg, F-U-T-E-N-B-E-R-G. You can actually Google that on the internet. If you can't get it, we'll be glad.
Now, see, I was going from memory. I just said double. People think I exaggerate. It's always under. It's never as bad. Doctor, they're now admitting that chemtrails are real, and there's a giant program since 96, exactly when we said it started, to spray aerosols. It's mixed in with the fuel, perfectly compartmentalized. That shows how the doctors don't know what they're doing. The nurses don't know. The guys flying the jets don't know. Can you speak to compartmentalization carrying this out?
Well, all I can say is that the average doctor is really wants to help his patients, but he doesn't get the information that you and I would get from the alternative media. He doesn't have time. He's so busy trying to scrape out a living today. And believe me, the doctor's under tremendous pressure from government. They're cutting back their income. So he has to listen to the detailed man or the detailed woman with the short skirt who comes into their office to tell him how good Vitorin is or some other medication, that they've really got to get this for their patients. And the problem is that a lot of these medications are killing people, and the doctors are pushing it. The doctors are pushing vaccines. And I know when I practice medicine, they said so many times that vaccines were safe and effective, I really believed it. I didn't realize, of course, they put a cancer-producing virus into the polio vaccine. It was grown in the kidney of the green monkey, and the green monkey had, or it was either the green monkey or the rhesus monkey. But anyway, the monkey had all these viruses that were transmitted.
It was both. As you know, Dr. Salk on CBC admitted that they actually used monkeys from previous bioweapons experiments. Then he started laughing.
Well, unfortunately, why the majority of the people in our country got a polio vaccine that had a cancer-producing virus in it, and then we wonder why the incidence of cancer is exploding. At the beginning of the last century, in the early 1900s, 1 in 33 people contracted cancer. Today, it's 1 of every 3 women and 1 of every 2 men. And, of course, many of these cancers, when they're analyzed, actually contain the simian virus.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just one vaccine. They found other cancer viruses and many other vaccines that aren't even associated with the production of it. They found the female hormone being added to the tetanus. Sure. Tell folks about that.
Well, basically what they did, and we know they did this in the Philippines and in Kenya, because I've talked to doctors from there, but there's a great deal of evidence they did in other countries. Basically, they would come into the country and they would say, we're from the World Health Organization, and we're here to help you. Any woman in the childbearing years would like a free tetanus vaccine so your child doesn't get tetanus. And, of course, tetanus does occur rarely in children in third world countries when, of course, the women have their child.
Stay there. Let's finish up. Stay there, Doc. Let's come back with what the shot did. And then whatever areas of eugenics of the master plan you want to cover are. Okay? You understand, folks? The government is completely evil, and they've taken over medicine. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Sully Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Sully Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Sully Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Sully Smile. Order some today at SullySmile.com. That's SollySmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
The only problem is Dr. Monteith does like 5 hours of radio today. He's on a whole bunch of stations, so it's hard to get him. And then I'm throwing so many points backing him up. I mean, there's so many examples of this. Foster children having pesticides and drugs tested on them till they die. Thousands of children being radiated to death in the U.S. and Israel. I mean, this is so massive. This is going on everywhere. And there are so many examples of the eugenics being carried out against free humanity that it boggles the mind. But let's go back to the root of this. Aaron, read a few more quotes before we go back to Dr. Monteith.
I'll let the listeners discern the difference between the intellectual theory and what's actually going on in the world. But here is Bertrand Russell, The Impact of Science on Society, 1953, Complete Examination of the Eugenical Scientific Dictatorship. Quote, I do not pretend that birth control is the only way in which population can be kept from increasing. War has hitherto been disappointing in this respect, but perhaps bacteriological war may prove more effective. If a black death could be spread throughout the world once in every generation, survivors could procreate freely without making the world too full. The state of affairs might be somewhat unpleasant, but what of that? Really high-minded people are indifferent to happiness, especially other people's. There are 3 ways of securing a society that shall be stable as regards the population. The first is birth control, second, infanticide or really destructive wars, and the third, that of general misery, except for a powerful minority.
Now, Aaron, earlier before Dr. Monteith joined us, you read all the official Defense Department and PNAC documents where they said, we want to use race-specific bioweapons to target certain races, and we need to legitimize this in the media. Dr. Monti, finish up with, you were talking about AIDS being a U.S. government program. Go through some of that evidence. Go through some of the evidence we were talking about with the tetanus shots, the female hormone added to sterilize them. And then let's get into these race-specific bioweapons. Dr. Monti, who is a medical doctor.
Well, first of all, what they did with the tetanus vaccine that they gave to women, and we know specifically in Kenya and Philippines, but probably many other third world countries, they put in a choriogonadotropin, which is a hormone which is necessary the woman secretes when she, of course, becomes pregnant, and it protects the fetus from abortion. Unfortunately, by putting this through a vaccine, the woman became sensitive to it, and of course, when she began to actually got pregnant and the fetus began to produce the choriogonadotropin, the woman's immune system would destroy that. And so that women could not conceive and become pregnant. This was done as part of a worldwide program, but they can't let the people in the third world countries, or certainly the people in the United States, understand this is what our tax money is being used for. As far as the manufacture of the AIDS epidemic is concerned, there's a wonderful book called Full Disclosure. Full Disclosure, and you can get it on the Internet. It's out of print. But, of course, there the author has actually talked to a man who was there when they were actually producing, creating the AIDS virus, the HIV virus. Certainly my good friend Dr. Garth Nicholson, who's one of the world's leading scientists, has written a book, which we do carry, called Project Daylily, and he talks there about how they actually engineered the disease. And of course, it's really not simply HIV. HIV only predisposes people to this. It's a mycoplasma, it's a genetically altered mycoplasma fermentans that does so much of the devastation.
And doctor, and I've seen all the studies, but you're a medical doctor, and we've had epidemiologists on to talk about it, and virologists, but isn't it also predisposed towards people of color? I mean, it can kill any Homo sapien, but isn't HIV designed as the precursor for the other race-specific bioweapons?
Absolutely. I mean, HIV, if you look at the statistics here in the United States, almost, not quite, but almost half of the people with HIV and AIDS who've died have been black. And, of course, the statistics show it has a predisposition for the black and Hispanic, and much less
for the white. But paid-off black leaders won't talk about it. Hispanic leaders won't. They'll just have fake race politics, or did somebody call them the N-word, which you go back to Margaret Sanger in the Colgate letters to the foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation papers. These are public. We actually sent off for them at the different universities saying we can't let the blacks know we want to exterminate them. We've got to hire liberal front blacks. In fact, Aaron has the quotes, but you were trying to explain the numbers that even though you have much larger amounts of whites, just as sexually promiscuous, even with the same control groups, it's harder for a white to get AIDS. Please continue.
Well, basically, they know how to create diseases for specific races. And there's one specific gene, and we don't have it. We white people don't have it, or maybe we only have one of the two pair of genes.
We don't have the proper couplers for the virus to plug into.
And this is the coupler that is used to attach the HIV virus to the cells that are going to be attacked. So the blacks usually will have both of those genes. Most whites will have either one or none of them. And if you don't have any of the genes, you're not going to get HIV, no matter how promiscuous you are. If you have one of them, you may get it. And this is why certainly almost half of the people here in the United States who have either have HIV or have died are black. This is a race-specific disease. If any of your listeners would like to know more about it, I wrote an article published by the American Journal of Physicians and Surgeons. It was called AIDS, the Unknown Story, and I'd be glad to provide those free of charge. Could I put on my 800 number?
Absolutely. Put that out and also give people your website.
800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. We'll send you free of charge a copy of the article we wrote that goes into the background of the race specificity of HIV disease. They knew what they were doing. Our website, radioliberty.com. But you can read the things certainly on the PNAC website, the Project for the New American Century, something they wrote entitled Rebuilding America's Defenses, where they talk about how they're going to have the ability to have these race-specific diseases, and then they can use it for social purposes. And they've targeted the black, they've targeted the Hispanic, and I share your concern, Alex, why aren't the black leaders talking about that? Because most of them are bought and paid for.
Now, let's go back, and then I want to read some Margaret Sanger quotes here. Let's go back. What was it like for you as a, you know, very successful, medical doctor, surgeon? What was it like for you as you began to your awakening? I mean, how did you awaken to this and become one of the most prominent, respected people exposing race-specific biowarfare that we're now more than three decades into?
Well, basically, of course, it isn't very good for your practice, but we are always able to survive. There were always doctors out there who would refer to me. I was a specialist in orthopedic surgery, and there were doctors who maybe wouldn't take a stand themselves, but they'd back me. So I was able to survive. But Sydney, there is so much to this story. We've written a book called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, totally blacked out by the media. Every time we first get it, a listed, you know, the national a list of books in print, why somebody came along and take it out. But we were able to get, I think, almost 30,000 copies of that book out across America. People have to understand the last thing that the wicked people want is for the people, American people, to wake up and understand the genocidal programs underway that have targeted them and their children, but specifically the blacks and Hispanics.
Continue, though. Why does the New World Order, Dr. Monteith, why does the New World Order want to kill so many people? I mean, we know it has a religious base. It also has this eugenic scientific rationale. Why do they want this?
Basically, because they are carrying out the prophecies of the Book of Revelation. I mean, you read Revelation 6:8, they tell you they're going to kill a quarter of the population. And then, of course, you go on, and they're going to kill billions more. And people have to really understand, these people are deadly serious. They are trying to bring to pass the horror that is described in the Revelation, because they think that is going to bring their leader to power.
And we have a bunch of TV viewers right now, because we just went live 10 minutes ago for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and later this will be all over the web. Earlier we read what the special forces are taught, what vice presidential candidates and people have pushed, the 1st Earth Battalion and the rest of it, about how their job is to exterminate the majority of the population, you know, how this is their goal. So for folks out there watching, get into some of that, Dr. Monteith, and then we're going to read a few quotes for people out there watching.
Well, unfortunately, you know, a lot of people, patriotic people, get into special forces and do not realize once they get in, they're going to be indoctrinated, you know, into the occult, and there are strong occult forces within the American special forces, just as there were within the SS over in Hitler's Germany. The SS was the cult organization, and even though many people get join the military and get into these specialized organizations, they are certainly indoctrinated in these occult concepts. I just hope that they're not accepting them. I hope that we have enough people in the military who love America and realize their loyalty is to our country and our Constitution, not to the wicked people who seize control of our government and are using people like Barbara Mike Subbard and other occult individuals. In fact, they even have divisions within our military that are into remote viewing. They're into, you know, trying to get out this.
Well, I've actually had Major General Stubblebine, who now is anti-New World Order. He said he never saw the master plan. He was also the head of Army Intelligence before that. And he said, yeah, they were into the occult. They were commanded to go in and do this. They're now making a major movie with George Clooney about it. But that the higher-ups told them, go, and then now he's, you know, now he says it's a eugenics plan, a worldwide extermination plan, that even as the commander of Army Special Forces, who was in there training them in the occult, he was just following orders and didn't see the big plan.
I'm sure this is absolutely true, and I will tell you, you know, if you analyze, I mean, the ability to actually remote view, to actually have these supernatural experiences, to be able to have your body taken over and somebody else speak to it, it would be totally intriguing for somebody unless they understood that we are told in the Bible specifically to avoid the mediums and the fortune tellers and certainly the people who are into spiritualism and the supernatural. I mean, it's intriguing. An awful lot of people get into it without ever realizing, of course, the power does not come from the God we worship, but from the prince of this world.
And notice, they'll always put flowery terms and love and peace is coming, and this wonderful utopia is coming, but first we've got to kill billions.
And that is what seems so incredible. But, you know, it's sort of like people who accepted communism. They honestly believe that all we have to do is kill enough people, and eventually we'll change mankind, and then this world utopia will come. And at first they were lied to. But communism is only a transitional step towards what we're really up against now. And we are up against powerful spiritual forces that are working through a number of organizations trying to destroy our belief in God and in family and country. And basically, these are the people who have control of the reins of power in the United States and are using the military and financial power of the United States.
Now, I want to be clear, Doctor.
World government.
Yeah, and I want you to talk about world government. But to be clear, we've got a lot of atheists and agnostics listening. Even if you don't believe in spiritualism or God, the devil, dark and light, any of that, it is a scientific fact that the elite world system, the technological control grid, the technological, you know, worldwide enslavement system, is New World Order controlled. They are into the occult. Their goal is to get world government so they can kill the majority of us. That is in official State Department documents, official British documents. It's in all their publications. God help us, folks. They are spraying poison in the skies, the water, the food. It's all coming out now. And I wanted Aaron to read some more eugenics quotes, and then we'll go back to Dr. Monteith. Read some more of those, Aaron.
Yeah, I guess I'll go over some Margaret Sanger quotes here, a lot of which I read yesterday. No woman shall have the legal right to bear a child without a permit for parenthood. This was part of the American Baby Code she tried to have passed as law.
And now that's being proposed. China did it. Now it's being sold here that you'll get tax breaks if you don't have more than one child.
Yeah, Nazi Germany did it, too.
But remember, when the CPS taking kids, Nazi Germany, England, the U.S., social workers were founded for this endgame blueprint for global enslavement. Covers it. Continue.
Well, yeah, people get into the debate because it's so contentious. Was Margaret Sanger a killer? Was she racist? Did she want to kill all these people? Well, you can see the racism in the system. She was Rockefeller-funded. So was German Nazi eugenics, Rockefeller-funded. I think you could see the racism in the whole system and the intent to kill, regardless of if this individual said that in her quotes or not, which she did, of course. She referred to people as weeds. And so they should be exterminated.
Yeah, where's the quote about we can't let the blacks know we want to exterminate them?
Well, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, but that's my point. You could see it in the larger system. We should hire 3 or 4 colored ministers, preferably with social services backgrounds and with engaging personalities. The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And if the minister is the man who could straighten out that idea, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. She wrote in 39 to Clarence Gamble of Procter & Gamble. And, that's basically it. There were a lot of black leaders who were sort of into the idea of, making the race kind of better quality than over quality.
No, they certainly they were on the payroll. Let's go back to Dr. Monteith. Doctor, that's why the black leaders and Hispanic leaders, they'll let the Mexicans wave Mexican flags all day. You just take that shot, baby. You know, their Mexican leaders won't tell them that, will they, Doc?
No, they certainly won't. And the tragic is that there really are people who have this white supremacist attitude. And I have to be white, but certainly I believe every person is made in the image and likeness of God, whether they're black or yellow or red or white. But the people who are involved in this really are followers of a woman named Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. And she really believed in the superiority of the Aryan race. And it was her writings, specifically in The Secret Doctrine.
The Theosophic Society, Hitler followed her.
Absolutely. In fact, that's why Hitler embraced these Aryan superiority concepts, because he was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. And simply in every major city in America's day, there's a metaphysical bookstore.
And you'll always have the liberals, and then you'll confront them with Margaret Sanger, or you'll confront them with Blavatsky, and they'll kind of get you aside and go, that's right, you son of a bitch, and we're going to get you soon. You know, they'll have this friendly little, oh, nice. But behind the scenes, it's, we've got to exterminate the blacks and the Mexicans. I mean, you know, it's like social services, break up their families, get them in the inner cities. And the blacks are just dancing right into the gas chambers, basically.
Well, you know, basically, of course, there's so many ways that the blacks are under attack today. Statistics show that If you're a young black man between the age of 21 and 31, one in every three is either on probation or parole or in prison. I mean, how could you possibly do something like that? Well, I'll tell you how they could do it. It is through water fluoridation. And there's a man back at Dartmouth named of Roger Masters. He's into psychology and why do people act the way they did. And actually, he's written, and he's a wonderful guest. If you can ever get him on, I'm sure he'd be a good guest for you. But basically, he found that, and there are studies, which he quotes extensively, that in the areas where they fluoridate the water and they use hydroflow silicic acid, that's used in 90 to 95% of the communities where they do water fluoridation. And, of course, the hydroflow silicic acid contains lead, arsenic, polonium-220, and fluoride. It is a waste product. It's a deadly poison. Actually, they have to have specially lined trucks to truck it into your community to fluoridate your water. But in the areas where they did that, and then they measured the level of lead in the blood of children, why they found that black children had six times the level of lead.
Stay there. We're going to skip this break right now for the InfoWars.com streams and PrisonPlanet.tv members. Everybody else will be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that when a nation is on the rise to bring about a dictator, that they will invoke external threats to the people? They will also have internal threats, so that the people will be fearful at all times. Therefore, they will be able to furnish the solution, be able to call emergency, and then impose martial law upon the people. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and are they happening in the United States of America right now. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Once again, that's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are available to receive your call.
For those that weren't listening on the InfoWars.com streams on the AM and FM dial, he went into how the blacks have five times the lead, Hispanics three to four times what whites do. They're pumping it directly into you through the sodium fluoride preparation. Now, this is an absolute fact. Instead, you're under attack. Bayer puts the AIDS virus in your shots. Mainstream news. People, oh, that's not true. You think I'd be on the air? You think they'd sue me if that wasn't true? You're under attack. I know it's scary. Folks, every night I have to deal with them that they may kill me. They're threatening to kill me and my family. I still go on air because I have a responsibility, if I know this, to warn you. They fund your Mecha, your La Raza, your NAACP. That's how they control the Republicans. All this stupid Republican-Democrat diversion. There is a worldwide eugenic state waging war against us all. Dr. Monteith, closing information about the New World Order, other attack patterns they're launching on us.
Well, I fear very much that they're laying, it's open for a nuclear war with the Muslim world. That gets into the civil Edmund story, the Tenor Files. And, of course, you can get that on the Internet. Just Google in Sybil Edmonds and the Tenor Files, and you'll find that there is a spy ring operating at the highest levels of our government with the full knowledge of the people who control our State Department, the FBI, and they're funneling all sorts of nuclear technology and material they need to build nuclear weapons.
Now, again, I wouldn't call it, because you know we have FBI agents saying it's like Al-Qaeda ran the FBI. It's not like that is it. You know, they call it rogue elements, but these are the real capstones of the pyramidal power structures.
They're not allowed, of course, to investigate or reveal this, but the significance, I think everybody's really missed, why would we be funneling nuclear information to build nuclear weapons to the Pakistanis? It's very obvious they want a nuclear war. And that'll really be a wonderful, wonderful way for population control. I hate to even consider this, but this is absolutely what's in
store. Why do you think the West snuck attacked Russia 3 weeks ago?
Well, this was the stupidest thing in the world, unless, of course, you want to draw Russia and China into a war with America. People say it can't happen. I think it's going to happen. And I think if God is just, he's going to bring judgment on this nation.
We got some bold people. They'll fly remote control airplanes into the towers, folks. They're not playing games. That's one thing about these Luciferians, Doctor. They are bold, aren't they?
They certainly are. And, of course, they are succeeding because the good people are not taking a stand. And God is allowing this to happen. But one of these days he's going to intervene, and I tremble for my country when I consider what's going to happen.
Doc, let's look at your book right now here live on air. I think I got two big guests next week, so there's a low chance I'm going to move you. One day's blocked out, but I'm not. What day next week you want to do 2 hours? I'm live 11.
I have the slightest idea. Just have Trey give me a call. We'll be glad to get something with
all right.
him.
But. I want to do a whole hour on eugenics and a whole thing on the Sybil Edmonds and the nukes. Dr. Monteith, RadioLiberty.com. Thanks for spending time with us.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. God bless. Thanks so much, Alex.
You bet. Thank you. Before I end this segment and come back with Mark Stepnosky, we'll have him on to the Ed after, actually. I want Aaron to Bill, finish some quotes. Just please get Fabled Enemies. It gets into the things he was just talking about, Sybil Edmonds, the intelligence networks. At the top, foreign intelligence agencies, U.S., British, and Israeli, but they're sold out to the global system, shit at the highest levels. Continuity of government in this nation is run by multinationals. It's private. There's been a corporate takeover of our government. First they federalize, then they take over the federal government. Through continuity of government systems. They do it in Brazil, they do it in England, they do it in Germany, they do it in the U.S. This is how they rule, and Fabled Enemies covers all of that and how they carry out the attacks. You're like, what are you doing going toe-to-toe against these people? They're already spraying us and killing us. I mean, might as well, the last act of defiance here. My uncle has a T-shirt with a mouse with a hawk flying in to eat him, and the mouse is going like that. The last act of defiance. I think we should have a debate about being exterminated and being soft killed. I think we should have a discussion about it. And that's all. I'm just saying, well, they're killing us. I think you sheep should wake up and have a discussion about our faith.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.